Hi, and welcome to Mousetrap. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Steve, Chris, Bob, and Lauren. Welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
We're going to apologize right off the bat because our audio may be a little off tonight. We've had some storms, and it I think it's affecting us. Couldn't get our normal systems to work, so we're trying Plan B, and we think it's going to work. And if the sound quality isn't up to snuff, then we're very, very sorry, but we'll be back to normal next time, we hope.
And it's Steve's fault.
It is. Well, the recording will be back to normal. We can't promise us being back to normal.
That's a valid point, actually.
What do you think about it? Things were just fine when he was in France, but now he comes back and it's like everything falls apart.
Yeah, it's got to be Steve's fault.
Totally
it could
fault.
Be. We only got like a good 30 seconds before the internet would drop, so we're on phones.
Yeah, we're going to see how this works. So anyway, what we're going to be talking about tonight is going to be kind of fun. And we thought about just canceling the whole podcast and just waiting for another time to record, which would probably be in 2 weeks because we've got trips coming up. But we didn't. We decided to give it a go. But our topic is going to be Disney memories, first and worst. So we're going to talk about our first Disney memories, and we're going to talk about our worst Disney memories. I think it's going to be fun. Everyone's eager to do this, and I want to get going. I don't know who to start with.
Not me.
You know what? I'm going to start with Steve.
Oh, good.
Ooh.
Okay, so first so, Disney memory.
So no one can steal mine because I get to go.
They're your memories.
Steal your memories.
I don't know. I'm linked into Steve so well.
I know.
That I totally know
Lauren,
what he's going to say. So if
Lauren's
I can go
gonna,
first, I'm going to just totally
yeah,
take his
see,
story.
Lauren was going to take mine. But now
it's
I've
not,
got it. So my first one was I was a little kid when I went to Disney World. And it
how
was
old
only
were you?
It was the only Magic Kingdom. I don't know. I was, well, the first time I went, I remember twice going. The first one was I had a paper route, and I won the Disney World contest for, like, selling the most papers. So I got to
such
go all by myself on a bus. And I got like $100 for the contest, and I got to go on the bus, and it took me to Disney World from Sarasota, and I got to spend all day in Disney World by myself.
How old were you?
I don't know. I must have been
like 8 or 10 or 12 or 16.
No, I was.
I know this story, and it's
I didn't have a car.
Every time I hear it.
I know. It gets better every time I tell it.
No, it's all I can imagine you is sitting on a bus next to some creepy guy.
No, it's Sarasota. I mean, it's like the average age there is like 70.
Well,
so,
creepy.
I don't think there were any creepy guys.
No.
But I got to go do all the rides that I wanted. I got to. They had the magic shop back then, so I bought all kinds of stuff in the magic shop. So it was, and then I came back, and it was the same day. And then I got to come back the same day.
And
my parents let me go, so that was
fun.
Parents
weren't freaking out.
No.
How old do you think you were?
I don't know. I must have been. I was in grade. School because I was in grade school when I had the paper route. So, and in grade school, when it's the sixth grade.
No way.
So he couldn't have been older than at the oldest. He's like 12. I mean,
yeah,
Sarasota is 2 hours from Orlando, from Disney.
And they just stuck you on a bus.
Yeah, you just get on the bus. You go to Disney, and I've been to Disney a bunch of times, but not by myself. And then the other time
wow.
I remember, my other good memory was when I think it was a Diamond Horseshoe, and I got pulled up on stage when I was a little kid for the magic show. And, you know, they'd, like, make me hold the magic wand, and the magic wand would, like, fall apart and all the stupid little gag things they do to the poor little kid. But then I got, like, I got one of those goofy pencils, which I still have somewhere, which is, like, one of those foot-long pencils with a goofy eraser on the end of it.
Huh.
That was yours?
Did you throw away my goofy pencil?
She sold it on eBay while you were in France.
She probably did. But yeah, and then they have the part where my dad was in. They got my dad in the show because I remember they have like some lady who like sings and serenades people in the audience, and my dad had a bald head, so they would shine the mirror from the stage on his bald head, and then come over, and some lady would like kiss it with giant. So like everybody in the theater that. you know, that he can't remove it. And if you see him through the park, make sure, you know, that the lipstick is still there. And they, and everybody that, you know, from that day remembers you from that show, from the both of us being in the show.
See, that's a lot like now when they, if you get picked on at, like, Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor.
Yeah.
You know, like I was the guy who was going to buy churros for everybody once, and throughout the day you were just continually running into the same people, like, hey, where's my churro? Like, yeah, shut up, give it a rest, buddy. Yeah. Yeah, it's a show. Yeah, but yeah, so it's kind of like that. That's kind of neat. Those are shows. You know, that's classic. They don't do stuff.
Yeah,
like
remember
that.
You remember those things versus like riding the rides or whatever. You remember like the personal interactions.
Yeah.
Or what make the really good memories. And then should I do my worst, Lisa?
No, let's go ahead and do, yeah, we'll mix it up. Go ahead and do first then worst.
All right. And then worst, and I really don't have a worst, but the only thing that I remember, and I probably told this story too, is when we took Amber to Epcot and she was little.
Yeah.
And I was holding her in the line for the land boat ride, and I had her, I was holding her facing me, and then she just threw up all over me. And then Lisa took her into the bathroom and cleaned her up and then handed her to me like 5 minutes
so I could go
later,
clean up.
And then she barfed all over me again.
Nice.
And so I was covered in head to toe, and then I had to cover her, or I had to carry her out to the bus stop, like just way out on the far left of Epcot, and she's just throwing up the whole time. I got like a giant cup that I'm holding.
Then we had to do the bus ride.
Then we had to ride. Then I had to ride the bus holding a cup for her to throw up in while I'm covered in vomit.
I'm pretty sure there are a lot of people on that bus who think that that's their worst Disney memory too.
Threw up all over the place.
Yep.
Yeah. No, it wasn't that bad because it was right after we got there. You know, we got there right at 9 o'clock, and
yeah,
we were out of there at 10:20.
Yeah, in the morning.
So,
whole day at Epcot, you know, their whole ticket was, that was pretty much it.
Yeah,
we
did give us
there
a
for like
back.
An hour.
It was bad. Ugh. And Steve loves throw up.
Yeah, no. Enjoyable.
Yeah. Cool. All right, let's do the guys. Bob, you're next.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Well, my first Disney memory, the first time I went to Walt Disney World, I was 4, so I don't remember it, going back to that whole alien abduction thing. I haven't brought it up in a while, so, you know. I honestly have no memories of that. I mean, I have pictures of it, and other than being able to tell you that I was an adorable-looking 4-year-old, I honestly cannot remember anything about that trip. Also, what was the deal with, like, shorts in the 1980s, that they were, like, really short? Just, like, very weird-looking shorts that I had on. But, I don't know. So the next time I went to Disney World was, gosh, I was in college. And the buddy and I went down, and I remember we stayed at the beach club, and I guess, first memories of that were meeting Art the Greeter, who, I mean, I guess he's legendary. Prior to his retirement, everybody, like, knew Art. I think he even has a fan page on Facebook, because he was just so popular, and I just remember him, and he was just really funny, and I remember him interacting with people and greeting the kids, and just people just loved him. And I came back like a year later, or it might even have been longer than that, and he actually remembered my name, which was pretty impressive. So I must have done something to him to to leave a lasting impression.
Guys like you, one in a million.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'll take it as a compliment. I also remember getting to the room, and we had a view of World Showcase, and I remember looking out the window and seeing the Eiffel Tower and being so impressed by that. Like, wow, like, how cool is it that they could build a theme park to make it look like, you know, like you're in France. I thought that was pretty cool. And I'm sure I was blown away by the whole experience, because it really was like going for the first time that trip. But yeah, those two things just seem to stick out. I mean, I remember being impressed by the entire resort and our room and just that view and you know, being giddy about it. Worst memory is probably when Steve just told that story about being puked on. We also told that gross story about working in a college program and working that turkey leg cart. That was pretty gross with the grease running down your arms.
That
stuck in my head. No. Gosh, I don't know. It's kind of hard.
So your worst memories are Steve's worst memories.
Steve's worst memories. Yeah. Thank you, Steve. No, I don't know if I've I mean, I'm sure I've had bad experiences that I can't think of now, but given the fact that I've written letters of complaint, I know I've had things gone wrong. I don't know. We went to that same trip that was my you know, first memories. We went to River Country. When that was still open, and it was a great day, except for the fact that we stayed there way too long, and I didn't put any sunscreen on. So the next day, I had just the worst sunburn. I couldn't even move the next day, and it was our last day of the trip, and we had all these things that we wanted to do, and you know, wanted to get in, and I couldn't even move out of the bed because it just hurt so bad. so yeah, that was probably one of the worst. Definitely.
Well, it's cool that your first memory, you got to do like the full Disney experience, because every time I went, you know, because I was local, I just went for like the day to the park, so I never even knew really about the hotels or got to experience the hotels.
That's true, and the only reason I was able to do that, I think, is because I was still living in New Jersey at the time. So yeah, we came down, and I think we did like 6 nights, 7 days, something like that.
Wow.
And did everything, and this is before, this is a couple years, I think, before the 25th anniversary of the Magic Kingdom, so I don't think they had, like, Mission Space there, and I think they still had, like, instead of the Seas with Nemo, I think they had the Alpha, or Sea Base Alpha.
Yep.
And you would go, you know, you'd get into the elevator and it would take you down and you...
Yeah, the living seas.
So all that. So some of that classic stuff was still there. And I don't know, I need to see if I can dig up photos of that. I don't know if I have any photos of that trip still. So, but yeah, good times.
Cool. All right, let's see. So first and worst, Lauren.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so I was kind of struggling with my early moment, one of my first moments that I remember, but Steve actually triggered something for me.
He's doing that a lot tonight.
He was there in the audience.
I know. You are. You're doing good tonight, Steve.
You were the
when
other kid that I beat out on the paper route contest, weren't you?
Yeah, and I was the one that got thrown up on.
She was sitting on the bus
for all of it.
You.
Yeah. In fact, I'm in therapy from that still.
Nice.
So anyway, one of my earliest memories was when I was either 3 or 4. I was little. And we were at the Top of the World Supper Club at the Contemporary Resort, and we were seeing Pat Boone, and he was singing, and he actually came over and he sang to me.
Aww.
And that was probably one of my early great moments.
How do you remember that? I can't remember anything
because,
I did when I was there.
Because, you know, it's funny, because after that, I used to listen to Debbie Boone music all the time. It was bizarre, like it just triggered me. It was something that stuck with me for a long time.
Huh.
So
maybe Steve, the reason you can't remember anything from when you were little is the same reason I can't remember anything.
Uh-huh.
Ah, the abduction.
Yeah. Maybe we were on the same flight.
I just remember Top of the World having rug art, and that's all I remember about Top of the World.
But yeah, I actually remember it was really pretty. So that's my oldest. I do have a favorite memory that I would like to throw out there. And
sure.
I always have to be different.
You've got to mess with the rules, don't you?
I always mess with the rules. Come on, it's a good one, though. My favorite moment, and remember, I have been there just about every year growing up I went, and by far my favorite moment was when my daughters were about 3 years old, and I took them to the Magic Kingdom, and it was the first time that they really saw Wishes, the fireworks, and we were standing so you could see Tinkerbell fly, and all of a sudden Tinkerbell flew from the top of the castle to the top of the Tomorrowland Cafe, and Alyssa was like, oh no, where did Tink go? Where'd she go? And my other daughter Amber looks over at her and she goes, she's over there in the building. Nothing got by her ever. But it was just one of those, like, Alyssa's eyes were these big, huge saucers, and it was very cute. It was just a moment I'll never forget. And then my worst experience was oddly that same trip at the Caribbean Beach Resort, where we were in the Trinidad section before they redid the rooms into pirate rooms, and having 3-year-olds and having to walk that long walk to breakfast every morning was beyond torture. So that was my best and my worst.
Right.
So, that's it.
Okay. All right, Chris?
Okay. My earliest Disney memory, okay, I'm in the Magic Kingdom, and I see this skinny kid. I don't know, he's like 10, 12 years old, and he was buying some stuff, and I thought, that kid looks like he's all alone. So I walk over there, and I steal his wallet, and I beat him up. And then I put him back on a bus to Sarasota. That's my earliest memory. That kid cried so hard when I punched him in the face.
That explains the nose.
That's good.
Exactly.
And it's really good that you're so soft that nobody will probably ever hear any of that.
That's funny.
You can't hear me? Sorry.
We can hear you a little bit.
Okay, my earliest memory is, like, actually really sad. So, is that better?
So it's your earliest and your worst all in one?
Okay. No, it's not my worst. But because there's been much worse. But my earliest Disney memory was not involving going to a Disney park. My grandparents on my dad's side, they lived in Southern California. They lived about 10 miles from Disneyland. And I can remember going to visit them. And they weren't, like, real touchy-feely fun grandparents. They were, like, they were unpleasant. And so I can remember getting in their big car and sitting in the back and seeing the Disneyland sign and just driving past. That's truly my earliest Disney memory. And thinking, I know that's a fun place, but yeah. So that's my earliest Disney memory. Isn't that sad?
Well, that's pretty sad.
It is sad. So.
Well, that explains a lot of why you are the tortured soul you are today.
Oh, I think so. Can you imagine, though? You'd be like, you know, but I didn't really, like, I didn't have a very clear understanding of what it was, only it was, like, a fun place to go. But my real Disney memory is probably of Epcot, because that's the first park I went to, and I went there when I was in college. I was probably, like, 21 or so, and I remember going there, and we only went to that park that day, and or that whole trip. We had just come down from Tallahassee, and we just hung out the whole day, and it was amazing. And I remember thinking it was such a, like, I remember saying to my boyfriend, wow, I get to do all of this, and I don't have to pay extra. And he's like, no, you can just do whatever you want. I was like, awesome. And there weren't any even, you know, they didn't even have Soarin' there at the time, I don't think. No, because they didn't get that till like, the 90s, right?
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, so it definitely wasn't there. And but, yeah, so that was really fun. And my worst memory, I can't go into because that actually involves Bob.
I know. Wait, I think all of us have our worst memories of Bob, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ouch. I'm teasing. Bob knows I love him.
My worst memory is really the entire trip we took with the twins when they were 22 months old. And they were just like when someone tells me, I have to admit, when someone tells me they're taking a kid in that early toddler stage, I'm just sort of like, oh, because it's a lot of work. And we had two of them, and we had an older kid, and the twins were horrible. I mean, at one point, I will admit, we had those little leash things, and we tried to use them, and Sophie laid down on the ground in the Magdalena. She wouldn't move, and so I'm holding the leash. This old lady comes up to me. This old woman comes up to me, and I swear to God, she was dressed very nicely, and she just looked at me like I was the worst mother ever, and I really had to fight saying something snarky to her. So that
she was judging.
She's totally judging me. And
Good job.
I just got to the point, and it was in Toontown. I just got to a point where I just took a picture of Sophie laying on the ground. It's a really funny picture, and she wasn't crying. She just laid down.
It was a silent protest.
Was she on her stomach or on her back? I need the visual.
She's on her back. She's on her back. Ah. I'll send you the picture if I can find it. But I remember walking out of the park at some point during that trip, and I had calculated how much our tickets cost us as opposed to how many hours. Like, I was dividing the hours and the cost of tickets. And we were spending this outrageous amount of money per hour, and we weren't spending any time in the park. It was a terrible trip, and I said to Kevin, we are never going back. And so, like, the last day, I'm getting ready, you know, I'm in the bathroom and doing my hair, and I start planning the next trip. And we did. We went back in 6 months. It was totally different, so.
And then as she was leaving the park that day, she had to end up on a bus next to some kid who kept throwing
Sarasota.
Up.
And I'll tell you, I punched that kid right in the mouth.
And this is the circle of life. You see, it all comes together.
Steve, if I had met you in the park when you were all by yourself when you were 10, I probably would have felt sorry for you. I'd have been like, look at that kid.
Would have been
no
like,
family.
Why is this old lady trying to talk to me?
Ooh, score one for Steve. That was good.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Right.
I'm sure I'll have something.
Most of us are having are we all having dinner on Sunday? Or most of us having dinner on Sunday?
Steve's not going now.
I don't have any more.
Okay. Oh, bad. Well, okay. So I mean, there could be a new worst memory. Who knows?
That's a valid point.
Or a new best memory.
Or a new best memory. I don't know. You know, now that I think about it, I do have some really bad memories of the fantasy cruise with, you know, Chris kicking me in the head, getting on the awkward dock. And she also, you know, put me in that you know, she bent my arm behind my back and took me to the ground in that police hold. So there's that.
I probably can't find them, but I know they're around here somewhere.
Yes, there are pictures of that. Absolutely. I know there are pictures of that.
Yeah,
I think
we've
got the pipe ends
before.
Of them. Steve has actually posted them, too.
Of course he has.
Yeah. So Lisa, share with us now that you've heard some of our worst memories. What are your or best and worst? What are yours?
Well, I'm going to go with my first memories, and I think.
Was it in the band?
No, I actually went in '76, so I was five years old, and I remember saving for the trip. We had this coffee can, and you know, all the extra coins and dollars here and there, whatever money we had, we'd put in this coffee can. And the lid, of course, has the plastic lid over it, and my dad put a little slit in there. And then he wrote with a Sharpie marker or something, he wrote, "This can is alarm equipped. Do not touch." And I swear I thought that thing had an alarm on it. So I never touched it. So, anyway, we went. And we drove down. It took a couple days. I remember stopping, I don't know where it is, maybe Kentucky, but we went to the Big Blue Hole, which is this deep spring, I guess. But it's super, super, super deep, and it's very blue water, and it's maybe 15 or 30 feet wide. And I remember it. And I, you know, kind of like Steve, I remember getting my jumbo pencil. with, you know, the big eraser and said the big blue hole. Okay, but that's not really Disney, but it's part of my trip. And let's see, we stayed at Fort Wilderness, and at the time, I think you could rent an RV or a camper type thing. And so we stayed in one of those, and I remember campfire. I remember the rocking chairs on the front porch of the store, the general store. I remember Bicycle Built for Two playing in that store. And just it seems so much bigger back then, and I go there now hoping to rekindle some memories, and it's like, this is dinky. But I just remember feeling it was so big. But little things like doing laundry with my mom, you know, being in the laundry room and sitting on one of the washing machines and talking to her about what we're going to do, and that was pretty cool. My dad going out for a run and stepping on a snake and kept running faster. I remember going on Space Mountain for the first time. I was tall as a kid, so I got on when I was 5. And I was scared to death, of course, because I'd never been on a roller coaster. And we were with our neighbors, and her name was Kim. And Kim said, no, that's fine. She was many years older than I was, 5, 6, 7, I don't know. And she's like, you'll be fine. Just go on. And so we went on, and I was just ecstatic when it was over. And I just started hugging her and, thank you, as if she put together the ride. What else did we do? I remember the hoop-de-doo. We did that. And our other little neighbor who was my age, he got pulled up on stage. And he did a good job. He started beating this guy up with his giant foam French fry. I don't remember the context, but I remember the French fry. And, you know, just different things, smells and sounds. It's just kind of cool. It was fun.
Yeah, Fort Wilderness is cool. There's a lot of good memories you can have over at Fort Wilderness, just camping and going to the stores and doing all the outdoor activities.
Oh, one of my favorites was the electric water pageant. We could see that, and that was one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
I was so impressed with that, and I thought it was so cool. And
now I want to jump off the building.
Right, yeah, I mean, you see that now, and you'll catch it on the monorail or something, and people are like, what is that? It's so dinky.
But, you know what the worst is? The worst is when you have a big lake view at Contemporary, and every night at 10 o'clock in December when I was there, you had to listen to it. I was like, oh, my God. The first night I was like, oh, I remember this. And then the second night I was like, oh, God, I remember this.
Aw. I remember
as a kid.
River Country, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. In 1976 and 1977, mm-hmm. We're talking about the only park there being, you know, Magic Kingdom. So, as far as the four parks. So, yeah, it's just a different time. So, what about worst memory, though?
Definitely the vomit story is up there. You know, it's not, I just think of different scenarios where I've just been miserable. When Amber was younger and Brooke was younger and trying to find time to nurse them or change diapers, it's, I do tell clients that there is no bad age to bring a child, but I think there's a wrong time of year to bring a young child because they don't do well in the heat and you're constantly trying to find an air-conditioned building and you're, you know, sitting down for 20 minutes to cool them off. And I think there's no bad age, but...
Hey, I don't do well
under
on the heat. I'm 37, so, you know.
There's no
very
bad
crazy.
Age.
Yeah. But worst memories? I know bad things have happened, and I've certainly complained and done my share of what's up with that type of thing, but I can't think of anything specific. Steve, can you picture anything that was really awful that you've experienced with me?
And all of it you just take in stride anyway, so it's hard to pick a
I hate to be lame and say I don't have a worst memory. It was bad, definitely, the throw up. And then going back to the resort, and we got very little pixie dust when we got there. We're all covered in throw up, and we got very little. Oh, you know what? That whole situation when we got back to the room, too.
Yeah.
With the maid.
Yeah, and you talked about
the mouse keeper.
Yeah.
That was beyond acceptable. That was horrible service. Amber had thrown up on the bed. Sorry. So we called mousekeeping, and if I can remember correctly, the lady that came in gave us new sheets and just kind of left them there. And we're like, okay, do you think you could remake the bed? And something happened where she changed the sheets but then put the throw-up comforter or throw back on. It's like, no, we need a new comforter or duvet cover, whatever it is. And Amber's on the floor literally throwing up onto a sheet. She, you know, was in a pile of sheets and she was throwing up there. And the lady picks up Amber. She's 2 years old. Picks her up by one arm and puts her on the bed. And, you know, she's sick. She's in no condition to be handled that way. And, you know, you could pull out her arm. And we were not happy with her. She was not real good at all. But that was a bad situation.
I have to say, your child is a champion puker.
She went for 15 hours, it had to be.
This is like something out of not Poltergeist. What movie was that with The Exorcist?
She got like some bug, and for like a half a day, she was constantly sick. And then the next morning, she woke up and she was fine. And then she was like ready to go to the park.
Yeah, I mean, her head
like
spun around
a
couple times.
Bug.
Pea soup came out of her mouth, and after that, she was good to go. Yeah. Nice. Wow.
You know, with all the little things that Disney does for people, like one of our agents was just saying that her daughter's 16th birthday was celebrated in Disney, and they had balloons in the room, and then Mickey sent a card up or flowers, and, you know, all these nice things just because they had on the reservation that it was her birthday. And Disney does a lot of unprompted things. And I remember calling down to the front desk and asking if they could send us some Sprite or ginger ale to help ease her stomach. And they said, well, you know, the food court is right over here. And yes, I do know the food court is right there. It was extenuating circumstances. I was really hoping that they could just send someone on a little golf cart with a can of Sprite or something. They can charge me. I don't care. But can you help me out just a little bit? You know, this poor little baby is falling apart.
Yeah, that was definitely that 15 hours of that would not be magical in my opinion. Yeah
that but just, it well it started early and it did go into the night and she woke up fine, ready to go. So we took it easy, and she did all right.
Well,
I had
posted on our Facebook page earlier asking people what some of their first or best Disney memories were, and wow, got a lot of responses. Yeah, I got
some interesting ones.
Let's see. Natalie wrote going to Disney with her grandmother, who has since passed away, and she said this is when characters rode up on the big red fire truck and just unloaded for meet and greets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That must have been years ago because
yeah.
Can't get them out there without a handler. Let's see. Brittany wrote how she went to Disney World for the first time for her college spring break and learned about the college program and then ended up becoming Disney cast members through the college program. So that's kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah,
you know,
we can relate to that. We like that.
Let's see. Kat remembers, she said, passing under the park entrance for the first time and how excited you get. You become like a little kid. And I can agree with that. You know, you see the big welcome to Disney World or Walt Disney World sign.
Yeah. Just don't park on the side of the road.
Yeah. Which people still do. Not as often, but they do still do that. Kimberly said she remembers riding Space Mountain when she was six. It was 1978. She says she doesn't remember riding it ever again. It was late, and she and her mom had to wait a long time. And these were the old style cars like they have on the Matterhorn out at Disneyland, so they're probably uncomfortable.
Yeah, the
Dragon
style.
Yeah, I remember that.
And she said she had to sit with her mom and her mom's big camera around her neck in her back with her mother screaming the entire time. She loved it, but her mother hated it. Let's see.
We have that same memory with Chris Wood.
Yes.
Terrible.
Her first Space Mountain ride.
Oh. And the language, Chris, the language. Most people would be surprised to learn that Chris can swear like a sailor.
Oh, please. Yeah. Me?
She would probably make a sailor blush.
Oh, yeah, she could totally make a sailor blush.
Let's see. And she, Christina said she remembers staying at the Polynesian with her grandparents when she was seven. And they left one of the parks after the monorail stopped running, and they were able to walk back to the Polynesian from one of the parks. Can't even imagine where that... I guess Magic Kingdom, but that would be one heck of a walk. But, yeah, I don't think you can do that anymore. Let's see. Jennifer said she's been going to Walt Disney World since she was too small to walk. Her dad's best friend was an Imagineer, and they used to hide in the back of his station wagon under a blanket to drive into the cast entrance of the park. I guess to get in without having to pay, or I don't know, maybe they didn't give Imagineers free admission for their guests back then. And she said more recent memories, because they go frequently now, are seeing her daughter's eyes sparkle every time they see Cinderella's castle for the first time on each trip. The random acts of pixie dust that cast members do for everybody, which it's always nice to see that. Let's see, some of the other ones. Angie said she was 22 when her husband took her, and seeing Ariel in the Little Mermaid show had her in tears. In a good way. I mean, she felt like she was sick. Not that the performance was so bad. let's see. Gosh, there's just a lot of memories that people have shared. It's too many to read all of them, but, I mean, if you're on our Facebook page, and if you're not, you should be, go now and check us out, because there's lots of good memories there, and feel free to share your own.
No pressure.
Lots of good stories. Yeah, no pressure. Like our page, do it. Do it now. Come on, we're like closing in on 5,900 likes, so you know we may get to 6,000 soon. It would be cool, and you could be a part of that. So this is really fun. This is a good one. And Steve, I still can't believe your parents just put you on a bus 2 hours
away. I was just thinking that. I was like, really?
You were like,
you've been like the disposable kid in that family. Like,
I mean, maybe they were hoping you wouldn't find your way back, and you'd have to get a job, and it's a small world or something.
There you go.
Maybe they thought if he was a boy, he'd be safe, you know?
I have to wonder if these days, if as you're going through the turnstiles, if a cast member saw a little kid with no other family members around, if they would even question, or...
They won't let you go now. It's
14. Well,
now
they've
got age restrictions.
Age. Mm-hmm. Is it 12
well, yeah, but they've
now?
Got age restrictions, but what is it, 7 or 8 before you have to be in the
14.
Park alone?
It's
says it on the back of the ticket. It's actually not as old as you would think.
They just switched it a couple months
ago.
They changed it.
Okay. Oh.
Because
people
were using it as, like, daycare.
Oh, yes,
sense.
That's right. They did just switch it. I remember that now. So they did increase it.
Even on the rides, they can't go alone. A 14-year-old can go alone, but a kid under that, and
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, they'll let, like, a kid go on Peter Pan if the parents are behind him or something, but, you know, you can't just let him go on there alone.
Well, that's a good call. Well, just different times, I guess, for sure.
Well, and you have to think, you know, I mean, kids do silly things, so.
That is going to wrap it up for this week's show. Thank you to PixieVacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. You can download our shows if you go to mousechat.net, or you can go to iTunes. Send us your comments and your questions to comments@mousechat.net. And please join us again here next time on Mousechat.